We welcome in our panel. Dean Lester joins us. How are you, Dean?
I'm good, thanks, Nads.
How do you rate the meeting today?
I rate the meeting. I think it gets just a little bit trickier later in the day, but hopefully we can get some money earlier.
Okay, well, we've got Warren Huntley also joining us. How did you go going through it, Warren?
Yeah, a bit similar. I think there might be a bit of value in the last, so hopefully if we are in trouble, there's something we can blast out on a bit of value late.
And the TAB's Trent Langscale joins us. How are you, Trent?
Going well, thank you, Nadia.
What's the action been like from the punting front today?
Well, it has been strong, being a Caulfield meeting on a Wednesday. Not too many times that this occurs during a year, and particularly in the first four races, I'll say that Villamont has easily been the best backed in the third on the card and the best backed on the program in its entirety. And, of course, we've got the Ladies' Day Vars and also the Blue Sapphire Stakes. So there's plenty of interest, and one that's been backed at a price in race seven as well.
Okay, well, let's make a start on it. The first race, this is to be run over 2,400 metres, and the scratching is number eight.
Up and rolling here, Nadia, is an easing favourite. Now, this was even when Checkered Flag was in the field until this morning. So Up and Rolling opened $1.90 and is now all the way out to $2.25. You've got Lycurgus, who has trimmed in a touch this morning from 6 into 5. Sent to Win as much as 7 into 5.50. Settler Stone at 8. And then you're getting out to $10 for Swakadelic and then $12 for Regal Monarch. So Up and Rolling continues to drift as the favourite now in the black figures. At $2.25, there has been support for both Lycurgus and Sin to Win now at $5 and $5.50 respectively.
Interesting map too, Dean. Who do you have in the leading brigade?
Yeah, Nads. I think you're looking at. I think Sin to Win will take it up. I thought at 2,000 metres they rode him more proactively, and now going to 2,400, see no reason why he probably take up the running. Maybe Khartoum off a maiden win mightn't be far away, and Up and Rolling up to 2,400 might be quite handy. So not a what you'd call a regular leader, but I like the way they rode Sin to Win last start.
I understand. Up and Rolling, of course, comes from Sydney, having had four runs this prep and been a winner on two occasions. He's come up favourite. Dean, are you with him?
I'm not. I think he's a little bit short. It's a variety of form lines, and it really comes down to opinion which form line you like. I thought Cinder Wynn, I think they discovered a lot about him last start, riding him proactively and putting him in the race, and he kept going well. I think he's a good chance of doing it again. Up and Rolling's a solid chance. He too has the rise to 2,400 metres. The one that doesn't, and you know he's going to run the trip, is Settler Stone. He's a Mornington Cup place getter. He placed in the Antec Classic, and I doubt leading suited him last start, so I think you'll see him ridden just a little bit quieter today, and he can run very well. They're the three mains for me. And Lycurgus, who didn't have a lot of luck, obviously two starts back, and again last start back to the inside, was a bit cramped for room late in the race, but pretty even start to the program now. It's 6-4-3-9.
So 6-4-3-9 from Dean. How do you see this race, Warren?
I don't think Lycurgus is that well treated the way that the weight scale was in the English Cup last start. He gets a pretty good weight relief here, and just for a horse who's on the up and has run very well over this distance here, I'm going to go with 9 Lycurgus. It was a messy race for Up and Rolling with the three horses here, all stable mates last start at Randwick, but his form's holding up pretty well through Allward, and he's had a good grounding to step up in trip here, as has Cinder Wynn, who took a while to get there, a first Australian win on the board, but he rode the speed, gave a good kick, and early in the day that might be a bad scenario. And just through the same form line as Settler Stone, I just thought Swakadelic, dry ground, running along late in the race, he will be making ground. He's up in the weights, but he's a good, tough stayer. 9, 4, 6, and 1.
So we go 9, 4, 6, and 1 there from Warren, and Dean goes 6 from 4, 3, and 9. That's a look at race one. Now to the second event, and this is to be run over the trip of 2,000, a 78, and the scratchings in this, you can take out runners 3, 4, and also number 10.
Open a fair the second here, Nadia, particularly with Goodwill coming out yesterday afternoon, so it's been pretty much a brand new market since then. And Violate this morning has been a little bit easy as the favourite, $3.70 to $4. There has been money for Sherlock Holmes. Now, it did go up $13, once again, albeit there's been those scratchings you touched on, but this morning has been $5.50 into $4.60. You've got Andrea Mantegna, who has been a drifter, $4.40 to $6. A couple at $7 in Meet and Greet, and also Harlow's Express. Malmus, the other, in single figures at $9, and it's $15 or better the rest. So Violate, an easing favourite at $4. There has been money for Sherlock Holmes, opened $13 on Monday, and has come all the way in this morning from $5.50 into $4.60.
A couple of horses with gear changes and important ones are in the market in Meet and Greet and Sherlock Holmes, who both get the addition of blinkers. How does the map look, Dan?
Yeah, I don't think they'll be far away, either of them. Nards and add Pablo's Express, the Thug, and probably Ardanza into the equation. And I think you'll probably get a fairly reasonable gallop here. I think they'll run along at a good speed.
Still a deep race, Warren, as far as the market's concerned. Which way are you going?
You reference the gear changes, Nards, and I just think coming back in distance and with the blinkers going on with 8 Sherlock Holmes, just the race didn't set up that well for him at all. A last start, he was shuffled out the back and then forced to make a bit of a ducking and weaving run. And I think with reasonable tempo, back in distance, good residual fitness and the blinkers on, I can understand the support for 8 Sherlock Holmes. I think Andrea de Montaigne is definitely better suited with the sting out of the ground, but he was good last start at Mornington. We'll get a handle on that form line when Cinder Wind goes round in the previous rate. Violate's going well. He just doesn't have a great winning strike rate. He might have been held up a touch at a crucial stage a couple of starts back, and then again was okay at Moonee Valley last start. This trip may well suit, and the Thug's going well and should get a nice run from the draw. 8, 1, 2, and 5.
So 8 from 1, 2, and 5 from Warren. How about you, Dean?
Yeah, I'm with the same selection. Nards in Sherlock Holmes, and he was going to be my value runner, but it's drying up rapidly. His run last week, he was luckless, and I think the blinkers on will really suit, and I don't mind him coming back in trip here. To beat 2, Violate, who's running well, he just doesn't have that great winning strike rate, but he's often running good races. He's a good chance here. I think there's a good roughie in this race, and that's number 11, Animoy. Fitter for one run back out to 2,000. Did place in a Bagot earlier in the year, and I think 2,000 second up could run a race at odds, and 13, Melmas off the win at Benalla, but I think 2,000 and Damien Oliver will really suit, could get into the money. But yeah, I quite like Sherlock Holmes just getting into, probably wouldn't want to see him get any shorter, that's for sure. 8, 2, 11 and 13.
8, 2, 11, 13 from Dean. Warren goes 8 from 1, 2, 5. That's a look at race 2. Now to the third race today. This is over 1,600 metres for 3-year-olds, and you can take out number 6.
Best backed on the card here, Nadia, in Villamont, who opened $3.80 on Monday. That price did not last long and has come all the way into now $2.10, even touched $2 at one stage this morning, but now currently $2.10. Temple of Bell has also had admirers to cause some sort of an upset at $4.60, but then after that you've got horses like Vendor Dance, who's been $4.50 out to 9, Improvise 5 out to 12, Sercomo at 13, and then Black Sail, the best of the others, at $15. So the favourite punters, just looking at the ratio of money, Nadia, it's about 70% in the corner of Villamont, $3.80 into a $2.10 favourite for the third at Caulfield.
And Dean, looks to be a steady speed here?
Yeah, I would think so. I think up in distance, I'm expecting Danger Deal to be prominent. I think Born to Fight will use Barrier 1. And then there's a group from out wider, the likes of the New Zealand Visitor, Vin de France, Muda Mael, Black Sail, have all got tactical speed coming across from their wider draws.
Okay, well, Villamont, as Trent has alluded to, has been probably one of the best back runners at the meeting, who comes off of a last start win in a race at Benalla and looked impressive. How have you rated the favourite to start off with?
He was visually impressive, but he was very impressive on the clock. He ran terrific time, and the improvement he made from first to second run, to me, he's the most interesting horse at the meeting, and I can understand the support for him. And whilst this is a really handy race, I just think he'll win number 4 to beat 5 Vin de France, whose 3 runs in New Zealand have all been pretty good. He's got the speed to put himself in a spot. Damien Oliver rides a plus. 10 Sercomo is a horse I've got a fair bit of time for. He's got an awkward draw here, and he did miss a run at Flemington a couple of weeks back, but even though he's a maiden, I think he could run well. And 11 Improvise, the filly off her win last start at Warwick Farm. I just think she maps really well here to run a good race. But, yeah, he's the horse I'm most interested in for the day, Villamont Nards. 4, 5, 10 and 11.
4, 5, 10 and 11. What about you, Warren?
It was hard not to like that win, Nards, wasn't it? And in the top 5 for the quickest last 200 of the day, but put a margin on the opposition and sustained a good run for 600 metres. And I like the fact that they've just, rather than getting him up quickly in trip and perhaps rushing to a derby prep, aiming towards a Carbine Club at Flemington on Derby Day, just taking those nice little steps, and this is a beautiful progression for number 4, Villamont. Keen on him. Temple of Bell was strong to the line, chasing the short price favourite last start at Bendigo, also probably taking a relatively conservative path since that win. She looks to have plenty of upside liked the fight that Vinda Dance showed. He was riding the speed and doing a bit of work in New Zealand in his most recent run, but he was still really solid to the line. All his runs to date have been good. Stablemate to my top selection, Black Sail, comes through a strong form race at Flemington and arguably just got held up a little bit at the crucial stage there. Keen on 4, head of 13, 5 and 12.
4, 13, 5 and 12 from Warren in the third, and Dean goes 4 from 5, 10 and 11. We now have a look at the next race, which is race number 4 today, and this is over 1,400 metres. He can take out number 12.
This is a really tough one here, Nadia. You've got Steel Frost, who is the favourite, but has been a drifter this morning, 4 out to 460. You've got Reinich, who had early support Monday and yesterday, but that's dried up this morning, $3.90 to $4.80. Wall Street Wolf at $7.50. Now, Dusty Jack has had specking at a price 10 into $8.50. And also Bell Burgess, who opened $51 on Monday. Once again, just specking, nothing really big, just little nibbles. And even this morning has been 15 into 9. And then a double figures, you're starting with Aussie Choice at 11. And then a couple of $12 in Boggums and also Mile of Christian. So this is an extremely open affair. Steel Frost, an easing favourite at 460. There's been specking this morning for both Dusty Jack and Bell Burgess.
Okay, so that's a look at the betting. A few chances in this race. How does the map look, Dave?
Yeah, speed's probably drawn closer to the inside. Now, it's Aussie Choice, I think, from 6 is probably... The likely leader of Barrier 7, I should say, and horses like maybe one from out wide and Ballet Master, but Bell Burgess won't be far away. I'd be interested where Jalen Jalen gets to at 1,400 metres. And then Wall Street Wolf, Dusty Jack have drawn well. I think they'll be holding their spots, so ultimately should be a good speed.
And a race with many, many chances. Warren, which way are you going?
I'm going with Brian Acknards. He had a good chance going into a good race on Benalla Cup Day, a feature benchmark 78. He just had absolutely no luck. There was a couple of horses in that race in particular that come to this race that had no luck, and the winner, Wall Street Wolf, also comes there. But, I think from a favourable draw in a race where there looks to be reasonable speed and without a taxing run first up, I'm going to go with number 13, Brian Ack, ahead of Steel Frost, who's just a winner. He found a way last start. It wasn't pretty, but he got the job done, and the solid tempo up front probably even assists him here. He can blend into a spot somewhere midfield. Bell Burgess was the other absolute hard luck story out of that run at Benalla. I'm not surprised he's trimmed up from the $50 or so that Trent said went up early days. He trialled up very nicely going into this prep, and he raced through the grades impressively last preparation. Wall Street Wolf, although he got the favours and he got the momentum, he got off the synthetic track and onto the turf and won well at Benalla last start. 13, 3, 4 and 6
from Warren. What about you, Dean?
I like Dusty Jack each way here, Nards. His first up run was a beauty to Qualista. That's a strong form reference. And then the wide draw took its toll last time. But 1,400 here from a good draw. I just think he's a very good chance in a competitive race. Steel Frost has been terrific in all three wins this preparation. No reason he won't run well again. I think Aussie Choice, he led, went too slow in the middle stages and gave the horses with momentum a chance to beat him last start. I hope he rips along in front here and he could run well. And Wall Street Wolf, whilst a few of the hard luck stories behind him, he did win again last start and he's racing well. 11 from 3, 8 and 6.
11, 3, 8 and 6 from Dean. Warren goes 13 from 3, 4 and 6. That takes us halfway through the program at Caulfield today. This is Winners on RSN 927. Yes, welcome back to Winners, and we are previewing on the panel the program of racing from Caulfield today. Up to race number 5, this is the first leg of the quaddie, and as far as the changes in this event, we don't have any. It is clear, and it's a pretty good race at Group 3 level, the Ladies' Day Vase over 1,600 metres. How does the market look with the tab, Trent?
We have a well-regarded favourite here, Nadia, in Prompt Response, who did open $3.70 on Monday, did get out to as much as $4, and this morning has been $3.80 into now $3.10. Hell or High Water, who originally went up the $3 favourite on Monday, has just continued to drift throughout, now $4.60. Flying Jess went up $7, currently at $5, so the best supported outside of the favourite in Prompt Response. You've got Lavani and Spanahead, they're both at $8. And then you get $12 or better the rest with Tahani and Storms are Brewing currently at the $12. So Prompt Response, a $3.10 favourite. and just saying that Flying Jess has just been trimmed into $4.80. Now sharing the second line of betting with the original favourite, Hell or High Water.
Well, there we have it, and you probably expect Hell or High Water to be quite prominent in the run here, Dean.
Yeah, I think so, Nard. That's her preferred role, and she can certainly achieve that here. I would have thought that Lavani and Prompt Response are the other two that are going to be most prominent in the run.
Okay, a few chances though. Which way are you going?
Yeah, it's an interesting race. I'm going with Prompt Response. It's first go at 1,600 metres, but she had no luck last start. She's had the two runs back, and I think she's just going to get a great run here, first go at the mile, and I'm giving her a strong chance. Hell or High Water, key to her is just rolling along and probably trying to take the sting out of a few of these with her fitness and her toughness, and I think she's the main danger. Storms of Brewing looked in need of the run first up at Caulfield, sweated up quite noticeably, as she can do, but just looked a bit soft, but ran nicely. I'm expecting her to be a lot fitter, and this is a sort of probably a semi-target race for her to run well. And Flying Jess, who ran well at Moonee Valley in the same race as Hell or High Water behind I'm a Star. But I'll be putting all four in the quaddie. My number's 1392.
1392 from Dean. What about you, Warren? How do you rate these runners?
Similar at the top end, Nards. With Prompt Response, she should get every chance to run the 1600 metres here. Just hope she gets a gap and can extend. She didn't get a chance to at Clemington last start, and she could easily have been right in the finish of that race, possibly even won it, and she's run 11th of 14. I think with the two runs under her belt, she was good first up. She'd been trialling well. It's a lovely scenario for her. Hell or High Water's deep into her preparation, but she's been rolling along on the speed, giving a good sight. No reason to think she won't do so again. Flying Jess through the same form line, coming from off the speed and from a different form line and up in grade, but really progressive is Spanahead. Got in his next best, 1.328.
So we go 1 from 3.28 from Warren. Dean goes 1 from 3.92. That's a look at race 5. Well, the big one of the day is the Blue Sapphire over 1,200 metres, group 3 for 3-year-olds, and he can take out number 7.
Another race here, Nadia, where we have had a change of favouritism when we went up on Monday. So Jukebox originally went up a $5.50 chance. It's been well supported, got into as short as $3.50, currently at $3.90. Crown Witness went up $4, got out to $5, and is back into $4.20, so the best backed outside of the favourite. Formality, who went up the $3.50 favourite, is now on the third line of betting at $5. I Did It Again. It's been ranging between the $5.50, $6 mark, currently $6. Summer Passage, a little trim from 9 into 7. And then Murakeb at 10, and it's 13 or better the rest with overexposure at the $13 price. So Jukebox, now a $3.90 favourite, well supported. Crown Witness also has had admirers at $4.20. The original favourite for Melody out to $5. And as we've been doing throughout the spring racing carnival, Nadia, the Group 1 and Group 2 insurance, that is also covering the Blue Sapphire Stakes today. So if you have, if you're a TAB account customer, you have a bet up to $50 and the horse runs second or third, you'll get money back up to the $50.
Outstanding. So almost like a free bet. Let's have a look at this map here, Dean. Who goes forward?
It's a very good question you asked, Nards. I'm open to suggestions here. I think the inside horses are fast enough to use their draws, like Crown Witness. I Did It Again, maybe Formality back in distance. But it'll be depending on the intent of the ones out wider with how much pressure they put on where they want to get to with Jukebox, say Summer Passage, even Murakeb. Warren, any thoughts there?
No, I thought they'd probably be positive on Summer Passage, even though he's back in distance. I think he's just a natural rolling style of horse. So I thought he would come across and perhaps Jukebox tries to get a bit of a cart with him and then see where they end up. And I didn't think that Crown Witness would be giving away an inside draw. I don't think she'd be driven to lead. But yeah, I thought it was an interesting map, but I thought Summer Passage would probably be positive. He's just got that natural running style. I've never seen him really be restrained, but it's a different dynamic coming back to the 1,200 metres.
Okay, guys. Well, let's get some tips. What are you going for, Warren?
I'm going with Jukebox because I just think he's going well and he's only been beaten once. It was a good run down the straight in obviously a terrific form race in the day, and he's been back to the trials and had a solid hit out at Cranbourne since. And I just think he's got the ability to even, you know, track a path, maybe three or four off the fence around that one bend and still be there and give a kick. I'm going to go with him. Crown Witness has had that trial since her most recent run too, and she's trialled up nicely to be on the fresh side coming into this. I'm giving Summer Passage a chance because I think he's a high-quality horse, and if the tempo is only modest and he does seize the opportunity with Huey Bowman aboard, he might be able to roll along and get some form of control of the race. And I love the jump out of Overexposure with the blinkers going on. He probably be ridden to run on, but gee, I thought he went very nicely in a recent jump out with those blinkers applied. 2.10, 1 and 8.
So we go 2.10, 1, 8 from Warren. How do you rank them, Dean?
Yeah, no, I'm going with Jukebox. I'm just actually just coming back to the fact I think he's the best horse in the race. He'll need a pretty good ride, but I thought the recent trial at Cranbourne was a beautiful bit of work as a tick over for this race, and then on to the race like the Coolmore. I think Summer Passage is a massive chance in the race. He's a good, strong horse, and use that strength here, he can run well. Murakeb's a little bit underrated. I think his win last start was very good with the blinkers on, and he always looked like a horse that would improve in blinkers. And I did it again. I just think if he's let roll along here, he could run very well. I thought he was ridden back to the field a bit last start, trying to teach him a bit, and he was beaten. But I think it's a good chance for him to roll here and run well. But yeah, very competitive race. 2.13 and 6.
2.13, 6 from Dean. And Warren goes 2 from 10, 1 and 8. That's a look at race 6. Race 7. This is a listed sprint, 1,200 metres. You can take out runners 2 and 12. How does the market look with the tab, Trent?
Continued support here, Nadia, for Rich Charm, who opened $11 on Monday and is now all the way into $3.80 favouritism. You have Calander, who is currently at $5. Keen Array has been, well, a drifter, was $3.70 the opening price, now all the way out to $6. Malibu Style at $7. So You Too at $7.50, and then from the double figures, you've got Rudiger and Bassett at 10 and 11, respectively. But the punters only really want to know about one horse here, Nadia. Rich Charm, $11 the opening price, now a $3.80 favourite.
It is a pretty good go in early markets. The map, Dean, who do you have leading here?
Yeah, it's up for grabs, isn't it, Nads, really? I'm thinking the likes of Rudiger, Keen Array, Bassett and Malibu Style are the four with the most tactical speed. I wouldn't be surprised if they took it up with Keen Array. He can roll along with the weight, and he could easily take it up here. But they're the four that I think it could probably go forward.
Okay. Money for Rich Charm. Does that surprise you?
Not at all. He's probably gone from underbet to overbet. He was very good odds Monday, as Trent outlined, and he's now in pretty short. But, yeah, I like him. I thought his first up run was good. He probably ran as well as the race allowed him to at 1,100, 1,200. Only up 100 metres, but a different dynamic altogether. And I'm going to go with him. I think Keen Array's the danger. He won the race last year. He's going well again. He's a big, strong horse who carry the weight. He's the danger. They're the two main ones for me. Further out to 5, Calander, who resumes off a break, really put it together at the end of last campaign. And 11 next best, and that is So You Too, who's just a reliable horse. This is harder again, but I can see him just being right behind that speed I mentioned and running very well. 8, 1, 5, and 11.
So 8, 1, 5, 11 from Dean. What about you, Warren?
Yeah, I missed those early odds, and I probably don't want to chime in at these odds because I think there's other chances in the race, but just the runs didn't come at the right stage for Rich Charm first up, and 1,200 metres here, just sitting behind the speed. If the gaps do come, I'm sure he'll be right in the finish. I think a couple of recent quiet trials in Sydney have got Calander ready to run well. He's effective on the fresh side. Malibu Style's getting fitter, can make his own luck in a race where there doesn't look to be brutal speed. And a horse maybe not for today, but I like the recent trial first run from Western Australia of Lightning In My Veins now with the Aaron Purcell stable. Worked home really nicely in a fast trial at Cranbourne. Might be better suited when he gets over a bit more ground, but does have form around Scales of Justice. 8, 5, 4 and 6.
So 8 from 5, 4, 6 from Warren. Dean goes 8 from 1, 5, 11 in race 7. Now a look at the last race 8. This is over 1,700 metres and the scratching is number 10.
Not the easiest way to finish the day, Nadia, so hopefully there's plenty alive in the quaddy and the big six, and the big six will have a projected pool of 100,000 this afternoon. Silvera, the favourite, has been a little bit easy this morning, $3.50 to $4. Anaheim's been pretty solid, either $5 or $5.50, and currently the $5 second elect. Tiamo Grace, another one that's been pretty solid, currently at $6.50. Odeon, 6 out to 7. You've got Dodging Bullets at $7.50. Grand Dreamer, there's been specking of the price, open $15 and now a $10 chance. And then Porsche Control, the best of the others at $11. So many chances in the last of 8 there at Caulfield today. Silvera, the $4 favourite, but Anaheim and Tiamo Grace, pretty solid at $5 and $6.50 respectively.
Another race which has got an interesting map for the front, Dean. Who do you have going forward?
Yeah, it's a tricky one, Nards. I think if Dodging Bullets begins well from Barrier 2, he'll be prominent. I'm not I would think the portion control might be handier at the longer trip. Magical, of course, we saw lead the Turnbull Stakes at a good speed, whether he's ridden in that manner again. Lizard Island up in distance, perhaps, but it's certainly up for grabs, and it's a bit speculative on how they'll settle it down.
What do you like in the last, Warren?
I'm just hoping he begins cleanly, Nance, but I reckon a race where he might be able to get a bit of control of the tempo. Dodging Bullets comes into this race at good odds. I thought he was good beyond Gran Rosso and The Answer, My Friend, in runs leading up to the Bairnsdale Cup, and that was a bit of a horror watch when he was that bit slowly away, and he just could never get into the right spot there. I thought under the circumstances ran well, and he's over the odds, number three, Dodging Bullets. Tiamo Grace is having those gaps between runs, and she's had no luck at all in her two runs this preparation. Maybe she's looking for that little bit further, but gee, I think there's a race in her sometime down the track, and it could well be today. Silvera was good, making that long sustained run and just proving too good for them at Flemington last start. Little step up in distance. Suti looks to have come back in terrific shape. And gee, I thought Grand Dreamer might be able to improve for Dino and his partners. I thought his first up run was certainly adequate, and he's been given a nice hit out in a trial since, and he'll be working home solidly, maybe not today, but hoping for something for the future for Dino and his mates. 3, 12, 14 and 9.
That's 3 from 12, 14 and 9. First of all, just a bit of a chat about your horse there, Dan.
I'm hoping it's a bit closer than in the future, Nardo. I'm hoping it's today. I think he's got a good chance. He's going well. He ran well first up, and he's a beauty second up. So I'm expecting a pretty good run from him. But I've actually landed on the same horse as Warren in Dodging Bullets. Just I think the price is attractive. He was terrific last start. He's going very well, and I think he'll run very well. As I said, I'm expecting Grand Dreamer to run really well. So I think he's the main danger. He's, as I said, a very effective second up, and I like getting to 1,700 quickly. Six Odeon's the one that'll improve today. He's had not a lot of luck in two runs in, but I think he's going well, and he can be very competitive here. And Silvera, I just couldn't imagine a worse draw for him around here, but he's such a good talent. If he can ease his way through the pack and get some room, he could certainly win the race. 3, 9, 6 and 14.
3, 9, 6 and 14 from Dean, and Warren goes 3, 12, 14 and 9. Okay, Dean, what's your best Ruffy Quaddy and player of the day?
No, it's my best. He's got him very short, but I'm really excited about Villamont. I think he's a good horse. Race 3, number 4. The value, again, a bit diminishing too, but race 2, number 8, Sherlock Holmes, around the each way. I think he'll give you a great run for your money. Quaddy, I think it's a bit of a flexi day. First leg, 1, 2, 3, 9. Second leg, 1, 2, 3, 6, 10. Third leg, 1, 5, 8, 11. And the last leg, 3, 6, 9, 12 and 14. Play of the day, I'm more interested in the early quaddy, Nards. First leg, 3, 4, 6, 9. Second leg, 2, 8, 11. Third leg, 4 only. And the last leg, 3, 8 and 11.
Wonderful, Dean. Thanks for that and good luck.
Good on you, Nards.